Good morning. I assume we have lots of joyful, happy people here with all the rain we've had, right? We have an awesome God, and I'm sure that all of us are grateful for that. Well, as most of you know, we'll be heading out here soon, and that time is coming upon us quite rapidly. And it's exciting how God has led us. It really is. And we're very grateful for God's blessing and goodness to us, and how he's answered our prayers and has called us to a ministry. And yet, you know, I've been in Kansas for 8 years now, and so leaving Kansas isn't just super easy. It's not like having been here for only a year and then leaving again. 8 years is long enough to adjust to a culture, make a lot of great friends, make a lot of good memories, and find an awesome wife that I'm grateful for. We've really been blessed by God, and I'm thankful for God having led us to Kansas for sure, led me to Kansas. All of you are important to us as a church family, and you all have been really good to us. The other thing is, moving internationally is a lot of hard work, selling things at a garage sale, trying to figure out what we should keep that we can use when we come back here to visit, that type of thing. But God will help us with the transition, and we could definitely use your prayers. So, yeah, I remember moving to Kansas way back in 2006. I had left Kenya, my home, for 9 years before that, and flew to Virginia, went to CBS for a third term, and then Calvary Bible School, that is, and then straight from there came to Kansas. And one of my first memories was that when I went to the courthouse to pay my car sales tax, I had purchased a car in Virginia, brought it here, and I had to pay sales tax in Kansas, and I didn't have enough money to pay it, and that was a bit of a problem. And David Yoder, I called him up, and he took pity on me and lent me his S10 pickup, so I used that to go to work for the first 2 weeks, got my first paycheck at American Packaging, and went to the courthouse again, and this time it wasn't quite as embarrassing up there at the counter. I was able to pay the sales tax, and away we went. So it was a bit of a lesson in money management. But I've got a lot of other great memories with the youth singings, youth retreats. One memory later on then was when I was living with Kendrick Graber, and we were driving out the lane rapidly as the trailer house that we had just exited slipped off the blocks and was like this. So that was a bit of a terrifying moment for me. Yeah, good times, tough times, but God has really been faithful. God has really been good. I've been blessed. We've been blessed. More recently, it's been awesome to experience young married life and then having a child. And so as a community here, as a brotherhood, I feel like you all do really well at giving your time and energy to bless others. That's awesome. And this morning, I don't really mean to speak as an outsider, but I just want to take a bit of a step back to look at kind of what God has blessed me with these past 8 years. And I'm just going to read a couple verses here now. You don't have to try to follow along. It's going to be a bunch of different verses, and I'll make just a few comments as I go. And these verses are about brotherhood and love for each other. 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That's pretty strong language. Hereby we perceive we love. Hereby we perceive. Seems like something didn't quite get copied down right. The love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4:12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Strong language again. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. St. John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, and that ye also love one another. 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. So John's message to us is simple, but he mentions brotherly love over and over. And he really emphasizes that you can't separate loving God and loving each other. And he also mentions not just loving with our words, but also with our actions. And words are important. We have to give kind words to each other. But we all know that if it's not really backed up by actions or with our hearts, that it's not really worth much. Sorry, I'm finding my notes. I'm skipping some things here. Yeah, just to close here, I just want to thank all of you who are part of this church, part of this brotherhood community. I think of various of you. David Yoder has taken a lot of time at the Dutch Kitchen with me, mentoring me, and that has been huge in my life over the past 8 years. Joe Yoder's family, back when me and my siblings were all single, we'd go over there for pizza every Saturday night. And we just needed that family environment. That was so important for us. I think of all the ministers here who put in hours and hours of sermon prep and then delivery. That's a lot of hard work. Sunday school teachers, food committee. Loving each other, being part of a brotherhood takes a lot more than just serving ourselves, going for the American dream, self-comfort. And this takes going against the grain of the world, kind of the pattern of the world, and so it takes being intentional. But doing this means we obey God and we're laying up spiritual reward. So yeah, July 2nd is when we plan to leave. That's coming up here real fast. Lord willing, we'll be back once a year to visit, which is awesome, and we definitely look forward to times of reconnecting with all of you. Let's just bow our heads for prayer. God, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for each person here. Thank you for the brotherhood, the community. Thank you for the way that we can bear each other's burdens. Thank you for how you've loved us and showered your blessings upon us. Help us to do that for each other, and then also to reach out beyond the church to those in the towns around us and the states around us, the countries around us, the whole world, that we could show your love to everyone the way you've taught us. And now we just pray that you'd be with us today during the service. Pray that we could learn what you have for us. And we just pray this in your name. Amen.